The Phil Hendry Show brought to you by ABC. Don't miss the new drama 10-8 premieres Sunday, September 28th at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So you live in Alhambra, right?
Yes, sir. We live in the Alhambra area right off of Huntington Boulevard, and we've owned a home there in the Valley Village area for quite some time.
All right. You're a crossing guard, and you're retired, right?
Yes, sir, I am. I had a heating and plumbing business in the Alhambra area. We sold the business about 7 years ago. Yes, sir.
All right. Now you volunteer as a crossing guard. And crossing guard duty is primarily duty to protect children.
Well, let me interrupt you, Mr. Hendry. Crossing guards across the United States, these are generally senior citizens who do this voluntarily. And senior citizens, of which, yes, I am one, are the most disrespected and underappreciated segment of our population. And I can tell you that I'm a veteran of the Korean War, and I personally will not allow myself to be disrespected. So I felt the best way that I could have some impact to help senior citizens was to become a crossing guard. Yes, sir.
All right, but that's what I was saying. You want to help senior citizens. You're a senior citizen, so you take a voluntary position that a lot of seniors take, and that is as a crossing guard. How does that help seniors? Because that's something that is to protect young people.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
So how does that help seniors?
Well, it helps seniors. The reason why I took the position in the first place was because one of our seniors in the village home areas, Chris Hansen, had been one of these kids drove by and gave her the finger. Now Chris is about 72, and I said, "All right, well, that to me draws the line." That's when I took the job.
So you inherited the job from another senior. Some kid had flipped her off?
Yeah, the group of kids gave her the finger. Gave her the middle finger, yes, sir. So I said to myself, you know what? I'm a veteran of the Korean War. I fought for this country.
But I know you're very emotional, okay?
I'm all right. I fought for this country. And I would love it. I would love it if somebody drove by and gave me the finger. I'd love it. So I told Paul Compton, who's head of Park and Recreation, that I would take that job. And it's a voluntary job.
All right, so now you are the crossing guard over there in the Alhambra area, and this is at Noonan and Crestview, right?
It's the main boulevard to Alhambra, yes, sir.
All right, and you are the crossing guard?
Yes, sir, 5 mornings a week.
All right, because what happened over there was that someone indeed did try to disrespect you, but I'm not quite seeing the connection between a senior being disrespected and protecting kids.
The message that we are trying to send as senior citizens is this. As crossing guards, we are responsible for the safety of your children. If you want to drive by and give me the finger, or you want to drive by and call me names, or I am aware of you disrespecting any of my friends, then you put your children at risk. Because...
Whoa. So are you saying you're going to hurt the kids?
No, I'm saying that you put... If I'm the crossing guard protecting your child, and you want to drive by and say, F you, and toss me the bone... Or you want to, like one of these high school kids, they'll drop their pants or what have you. And they say old man this and old man that and F you and all of these things. Well, brother, it's your children that I'm walking across that street. And I would hate like hell. And I would think it would be a horrible thing to have that child crushed by an automobile because you pissed me off. And you disrespected me, and I'm a Korean War veteran.
Did you take this job primarily to avenge senior citizens, or did you take the job primarily to help kids?
Sir, I don't understand your question.
Well, because it sounds to me like you took the job primarily as a crossing guard to help kids, or to avenge senior citizens.
No, sir, I want to help children. My own grandson was in one of these schools. But I can tell you that I didn't get through the war to see our generation of senior citizens treated like dogs and disrespected, and understand that this is my reason for taking this job. I can tell you something. You never do to a Korean. You never give me the middle finger. Don't ever toss me the bone. Because, brother, that's like trying to stare down a junkyard dog. And somebody will get hurt. And I got dollars to donuts that says it isn't going to be me. Now, that's a promise. That's not a threat. That's a promise. And senior citizens across this country responsible for the crossing guard duty should make it clear to every mother's son that as long as we are in charge of the well-being of those young people going to school, you better treat us with respect, or I would retch up my lunch to think what would happen to a child if you piss off a senior citizen.
And it sounds like a threat.
No, sir, it is.
Well, it sounds like, you said it's not a threat, it's a promise. That you, what are you going to do? You going to let the kids get hurt?
The senior citizens of this country have been squatted over long enough, and we're trying to do something about it.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. If you just jumped in, folks, this is the Phil Hendry Show. Your name is Lloyd Bonafide, sir?
Yes, sir.
You are a Korean War veteran. You're a retired heating and plumbing, had your own company?
Yes, that is correct, sir.
And you are also now working for the Parks and Recreation Department as a crossing guard. But more than that, you took the job because you see a lot of senior citizens who work as crossing guards getting disrespected, having people flip them off, having people not stop when they put up the big stop sign, and generally just treated very badly.
Well, the entire senior citizens of America are treated badly. This is our opportunity to actually have some leverage. Now, these parents have got to learn it's their fault if their child is injured by the hand of one of this country's seniors. If you piss me off, if you don't give me the due respect, and that is an annual adjustment in the entitlements of Social Security and Medicare, along with an annual adjustment in the entitlements of the GI Bill, there is an awful lot that the senior citizens of this country have had to eat. And there's been a lot of cat food that we've had to eat down through the years, and a lot of dry dog food. But I will promise you this. Keep pissing us off.
All right, now hold on. Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
I know you're emotional, and I know you're angry, okay? But try to calm down and understand. I'm a parent. I send my child out there, and you're the crossing guard.
Yes, sir.
And I trust you to help my child across the street.
Yeah, well, I trust you to treat me like a human being.
But I do treat you like a human being.
Well, Mr. Henry, you may, but a lot of these... And the lady that I wanted to tell you about...
No, I know about the lady. This is a woman whose name is withheld by the police, but apparently her son gave you the middle finger as they were driving by.
Well, he was staring me down. He locked eyes with me, which was his first mistake. His second mistake was to stick his hand out the window to flip me off, and that's when I grabbed a hold of the hand.
And you bent his hand so far back, you sprained his wrist.
Yes, sir, I did.
Why was there no police report?
You know, I'm glad you asked. The reason why there's no police report is because when she took a look at me, she knew that she knew that it would be a bad idea.
Did you threaten her?
No, sir, I did not. No, sir, I did not.
Did you say anything to her?
No, sir, I did not.
You just grabbed her son's hand and bent it back to the point where he sprained the wrist.
Yes, sir. Yeah, see, a lot of people think that you could abuse the senior citizens, and I'm here to tell all of our fine seniors you're going to have to take it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You might have read about this in the news. It's developing here in Southern California. This crossing guard, who is a Korean War veteran, he is a senior citizen, has been... apparently making threats. Basically, he's saying that senior citizens working as crossing guards are in a position are in a position to actually influence the well-being of the young people that they're helping unless they get more respect as seniors, and that includes an increase in Social Security entitlements and Medicare. Now, it seems to me he's using kids and the safety of kids to get things politically for seniors. Now, that kid who flipped him off might have deserved some kind of upbraiding, but grabbing the kid's arm as he's in a moving vehicle and bending the hand back sounds like almost a criminal thing to do. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Should senior citizens band together in their positions as crossing guards and use the safety of children to get more respect and more in the way of government entitlement, or is this just going too far? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Lloyd Bonafide. There was a complaint that had to do with a confrontation with a woman and her two children. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Bonafide, please tell me. I mean, I'm not trying to...
Well, you seem to think that the disrespect of senior citizens that has been occurring across this country for quite some time, I can't do... I'm a Korean War veteran. I've put my life on the line for this country, and if some punk kid with his mama is going to drive by and toss me a bone, I'll tell you what. You know what we used to do is we used to carry pocket knives in the Navy, and we'd cut his finger right off, so he'd never be able to give the bone to nobody else.
All right, I gotta take a phone call. But what you're saying is understandable in terms of respect for seniors, but bending a kid's hand back to sprain it. Linda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Bonafide here.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
You, sir, are a bitter individual, and I don't feel you should be responsible for looking after children with the attitude that you have. If you are upset with something that somebody has
done,
you have a beef with that person and not the innocent child.
But, the only way these people are going to start giving the respect to the senior citizens that they deserve is if you put their children's feet to the fire, not theirs.
No, I do not agree. An innocent child should not fall victim to you because you're mad at their parent.
Well, are you a mother, ma'am, or are you a...
I am a mother.
All right, and do you have in your neighborhood a senior citizen crossing guard of some kind for the schools in the area?
Yes, I believe we do.
You believe? You see, you don't even know.
My son is 2. He doesn't go to school yet, but I know when
All right.
he does. I certainly hope he does not have somebody like you crossing.
You would have enough respect for senior citizens so that you don't put your son at risk.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying that if this lady doesn't have respect for senior citizens, she's putting her son at risk?
Absolutely, of course.
I don't have to like you. You have a job to do, and that is crossing my son safely.
You don't
Whether
have
you
to like
me or not, sir, you have no right to hurt my child.
Do you know why you're here? Do you know why your generation even exists? It's because we came before you and showed you. And if your kid flips me the bone, you better drop to your knees and pray because...
Well, the lady has got a 2-year-old son.
Are you not strong enough, sir, to stand up to me if I give you the bone? You need to take it out on an innocent child. What kind of war veteran are you, sir?
I'll tell you the kind that I am. And we were on Hill 63, 1951, and I personally accounted for that these are confirmed kills, 33 Chinese soldiers. That's the kind of guy I am.
And now that you're a senior,
any other questions?
You're taking it out on children.
What does that got to do with taking it out on kids? You killed 33 Chinese. Good for you, but...
I was saying that the only way this lady will listen to me is if maybe there's a chance I push her son out in front of a car.
I will have you put away. You are not responsible enough to be looking after children.
Look, little lady, you flip me the bone and you'll have your Lee Press-On nail up the bright red rosy, and the kid will...
Well, this is turned into a criminal thing, sir.
No, sir, it is
absolutely
not.
When you say you're going to push the woman's kid out in front of a car...
What kind of person are you? As a war veteran, I would expect you would be a better person.
What kind of person? I took a Thompson submachine gun and put 33 Chinamen at the gates of the mighty dragon.
That is war, sir, and you need to separate yourself now with reality.
What's the gates of the mind? Is that heaven?
That's the Chinaman believes that heaven, they ride to heaven on a dragon. And I took 33 Chinamen and stuck them on the back of a dragon.
All right, Linda, thank you very much.
You're welcome. 1-800-449.
That lady is very responsible. And
well, I would ask what kind of a parent she is if she lets a brat throw me a bone knowing that I put 33 Chinamen right at the pearly gates. And I'm telling you, I gave them a round-trip ticket. I validated the subway.
I got it already. So you killed some Chinese. We're talking about children and the safety of children. 1-800-449-8686. Kim, go ahead.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Kim.
Lloyd, I think that as a war veteran, I think that, you know, you are not setting a good example for the generations of this country right now. I am a mother, and I am also a sister to a soldier who is in Iraq right now.
Well, God bless him. God bless him and all of his buddies.
Excuse me. Let me speak my point.
Yes.
I come from a military family. I have grown up with many military men in my family. And I think that you are just showing severe disrespect to our country, being a veteran, being an elder in this community. If you are asking for respect from people... It's not your place to harm a child.
Yeah.
How can you ask for respect?
Yeah.
Okay. If a teenager is going to flip you the bird or the bone or whatever, you know, you have to set a good example for the other children that are there and not resort to violence.
Okay, Mr. Henry, she makes a good. But I want to explain myself.
Go ahead.
Many of the seniors that I want to protect are veterans, and I can tell you, Kim, you sound like a wonderful mother. But Kim, please forgive me when I say this. When it comes to our veterans. And your brother and the members of your family who fought for our country, I would feed your child into a hamburger grinder if I...
Whoa. Again, you are putting...
To me...
You would kill her kid.
She would too, wouldn't you, Kim?
No, sir. You are not
to
setting
save
a good
the
example
veterans.
to this generation's growing up right now that are, you know, thinking, oh, if I go into the military, I'm going to come out like you. I think you have some serious issues. Okay,
well,
I'll tell you
the issue that I've got. There's 33 Chinamen who owe me for 33 bullets.
Okay,
that's
well, you
all
did
it
your
took.
Part, and we appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, we thank you
and
for
we
that.
And we are respectful to you in that sense. Not everybody is going to give you respect. But let me tell you
yes,
something.
They will.
You
they,
can be a young person in this country, and you don't get respect from elders either.
Nobody is disrespected more than the senior citizens
that
of this country.
That is not true.
And it's time we start taking our respect.
I've been in for over 6 years. I've taken care of a large geriatric population in emergency rooms.
Well, so you
and
call
there are many people out there who give elders the respect that they deserve.
Oh, many. You know,
and I think that you have a
20?
Lot of issues that you need to deal with. But I seriously think that you need to be off of the street and not taking care of children with this kind of an attitude.
Ma'am, respect for a senior doesn't mean you empty his bedpan once a day. And it certainly doesn't mean you toss him a bone.
Can you just deal with it? I mean, if somebody gives you the bone, you go on with it. You say, you know what? That child has some problems. I'm not going to put another child at risk because of that. I think
it's
you're
the
a sick
only
man.
Way.
I'm sorry.
What I'm hearing here is
you're a sick individual.
I'm sick, huh? Let me tell you what. Ask the other senior citizens that I'm protecting. And I love you,
okay.
Kim, and I
well,
love our children. But I'll put a stop sign in his pie hole.
With senior citizens, not working with children, because in
well,
that sense, you were supposed to be
that,
protecting children.
Any kid that tosses me a bone is going to have a stop sign in his pie hole, and there's going to be...
All right, sir, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This man is a crossing guard. He believes that the way for seniors to get respect finally is to say to people, hey, you know what, we're crossing guards. We are retired crossing guards. Your kids are in our hands, so start respecting us, or maybe some kid, he don't come home at night. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Car dealers in our next line. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bonafide, I'm talking about Lloyd Bonafide. You want respect for senior citizens. I understand that. But to take it out on a child...
You know something, Mr. Henry? I was a Korean War veteran. I saw Korean children dead. I saw Japanese children starving in post-war Japan when I got shipped over. I saw these little monkeys who put the bomb in those rice paddy hats and blow themselves up. So I think that our kids can take a little bit of a slap to the face or what have you.
Well, you say that you're doing things like letting the air out of their tires. You said to one child, your daddy's probably touching you. Didn't you say that?
I said to... Hold on for a minute. I said...
Didn't you say to a child, your daddy's probably touching you, you should call the police?
No, I did not. I said, be careful if your daddy touches you.
Then why did you deny it to that father when he confronted you?
Because I didn't deny it. I said to him it was none of his GD business. And I tell you, Mr. Henry, don't piss me off, sir.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Bob. Bob, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Good. My point to you, sir, is...
Yes, sir.
In order for you to gain respect from these students, show them a little respect. I've been a crossing guard now. I'm going on my fourth year.
God bless you.
And
are you a veteran, sir?
I spent 15 years in the Canadian Armed Forces. I was never overseas. I was too young.
Yes, sir.
Our unit went to replace the 2nd POTS over in Korea in 1953. I was age 18.
That's a hell of a deal over there, wasn't it?
Anyway, the crossing that I'm particularly at right now, last year was my first year there.
Did they toss you the bone?
I've had kids disrespect me, but
absolutely.
I respect them. I respect them to begin with.
Uh-huh.
They're going to school. You don't know what they're facing. I say good morning to them.
Yeah, you know what they do? They say they throw dried prunes and they say, "What you eat up, Grandpa?" And I chase them down.
I
get a handful of hair.
They don't... No, you're not allowed to touch them.
Oh, really?
We are not allowed to touch them if we want to keep our job.
Well, when they touch me, they say...
Well, wait a minute. They're not touching you. They're just saying...
Anybody flips the finger to a Korean War veteran, and they're going to get it cut off with a...
That's beside the point. Why are you throwing your situation at them? You don't know what they're facing in school.
I would simply say to you, sir, with the greatest of respect, as a member of the fellow of the United States Air Force, you said?
No, I was in the Canadian Armed Forces.
Okay, yes, sir. I would say, now, that was, where was that?
The Canadian Armed Forces.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay. That's in Canada.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I would say that as a senior, you have a wonderful opportunity to what we say, get some payback on these kids, because no one will ever believe them.
What am I paying back for?
Oh, the way they toss you a bone.
They don't.
The way they stuff dog crap on you. I don't know
what particular place you are living in, sir, but nobody up here has ever tossed me a bone.
No one's flipped you the bone?
I had
a guy toss me the bone, this kid. I told you about the kid, didn't I?
Well, I don't want to hear that. I've heard enough about that.
I keep a coat hanger, and these kids try to go by after giving me the bone, and I'll wrap the coat hanger just through the spokes of the bicycle.
You got to respect those children.
If you hurt one of these kids, Mr. Bonafide, won't you be sued?
They're not going to sue a senior citizen. You know why? They feel guilty suing a senior citizen.
You know what my thing to you, sir, is?
What's that, sir?
You do not deserve to be a crossing guard.
I would be fired.
If I did that.
Although I've succeeded, you'll see seniors finally getting the quick pass at amusement parks. And I'll bet you, Bob, you've never gotten a quick pass at an amusement park, have you?
I don't really want one.
Oh, my bare ass. You've never...
Would you watch your language, sir?
I'm sorry. I'm talking to a fellow veteran. I thought I would...
Yeah, I know, but there's other...
point. You're on the radio.
You're on the radio.
All right. Well, I thought a fellow veteran wouldn't...
Yes, you two gentlemen are fellow veterans, but the people out there...
Look, Bob, when I was over in Korea, and a lot of these Chinese girls would do things for you if you... And I'm sure you understand what I'm saying.
Thing is, you're not in Korea now. You're back home in the United States, and you're doing a job for people.
I go over there, and we took our R&R in Tokyo. We had 3 weeks. And I come back here with every form of the drip you can think of.
You know what?
And my wife,
absolutely useless.
Talking about the drip? It's unbelievable.
This gentleman is absolutely useless to talk to.
Useless? I'm a crossing guard. And don't tell me you haven't given one of these brats a pinch on the back of the neck until it's purple.
You know what? If I did that, I'd be fired.
All right, listen, Bob, thank you for giving us another perspective there. I appreciate your call. 1-800-449-8686.
Is he gone?
Yes, sir, he's gone.
That gentleman was a fellow veteran, and the point that I was trying to make is I come back here with a general bad attitude toward women, only on account of the fact that the Navy doctor that looked at me said he couldn't believe what was coming out of my...
All right, I don't care, and what has this got to do with your crossing guard job?
Because the things we went through were not respected for.
1-800-449-8686. James, go ahead.
Hello, my name is James.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, well, I just have a comment to make this gentleman here. Sir, I'm 18 years old. I fully respect senior citizens. I have a grandfather I respect very much. I've taken out his middle name, and I have also a younger brother who will be going to school in a couple of years.
Well, you're very kind. God bless you.
Well, if I were to ever see someone like you pushing my little brother out in front of a car, I would drag you to the cop shop. By the throat, if I had to.
Let me tell you something. No monkey puts his hands on me. You do, you pull back.
Yeah, well, you know what?
You pull back.
I'm 18. I got a bunch of little punk teenage friends that can help me with it if I need to.
Yeah, you'd probably
don't
think
need you
to help
get
too.
Out there on the streets and push little kids in front of the street on cars. You are a grown adult. You have served in a war.
You
should have
give
a better
me respect.
Idea.
Otherwise, your kid, your
field,
brother
no
goes under the wheels of a delivery van.
All right. Hold on. Gentlemen.
That should, pardon me?
Let's hold on for a minute, okay?
Well, this man is trying to piss me off, and if he was standing at the...
Hold on for a minute. The man's making a good point. You push a kid out in front of a truck because you got a problem with the adult generation?
Didn't you hear me say that I saw little Korean monkeys who were killed over there? Thousands of children. I think
I don't appreciate being called a monkey, by the way. What are you, some kind of racist?
What are you? Are you Korean?
I'm not Korean. No,
well,
I'm
I didn't call you a monkey.
You got a problem with you? Did too.
You're a wop.
He said, no monkey puts his hands on me. And I said, I'd take you by the cop to the cop.
Yeah. Your little brother tossed me the bone. He'll have a lower lip made of asphalt.
Yeah, you got
a lower lip
made of asphalt, too.
You know something,
then you'd be going to the cop shop dragged on that lower lip.
What's
listen,
a cop
I don't
shop?
Want to talk about that. What I want to say to you is that you should not be doing this. You are an adult. You should have a better idea of what is going on. Some kid that wants to come up and give you the finger and go, ooh, I gave the old guy the finger, you should be able to get past that. You've been in Korea. You've seen worse things than a middle finger in your life. Get over it.
Oh, what a pussy.
Oh, come on. Are we adults here or not? Thank you very much, James.
It's James.
I just want to say that I think what that man said made a very good point. I understand you need respect as a senior citizen.
Every day, Mr. Henry, they find another senior citizen left alone or abandoned. Every day in this country, a senior citizen is remanded to a state facility because he's not taken care of. Every day we have millions of people over the age of 80 who become physically incapable of caring for themselves, and where do we put them? What do we do with them? There's no answer. I say to every senior who can still get it up, who still has...
Will you watch the way you're saying...
I'm sorry, but I say to every senior out there who can still squeeze the trigger on a handgun to take back your life, and somebody throws you the bone or disrespects you, you're a crossing guard, by God... You take their kid, and you throw them right under the axle of a dump truck if you have to. Because I have never in my...
Kill their kid, then. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm
saying. Okay, and you're a grandfather, huh?
Except for my kid.
Yeah. Jason, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. Okay, I am a 16-year-old student, and I just want to let Mr. Bonafide know that I'm not coming to argue with you. I fully respect you as a senior citizen and as a veteran, okay? But what you have to understand is you are a senior citizen. You have the maturity level of a senior citizen, okay? A 16-year-old or even less may not have that same maturity level, okay?
Can you hold on, Jason? Do you need to use the restroom, sir?
I'm sorry, sir.
Do you need to use the restroom?
Yes, sir, I do.
Go ahead, okay?
Yes, sir.
Jason, can you hang on with me?
Yeah, sure.
So you're 16, right?
Yes.
Well, so you have respect for senior citizens, correct?
Of course. I would never disrespect a senior citizen without a valid reason.
Absolutely. And, of course, they do have a point when they say that they do not have the respect of young people. But to threaten the life of a young person, wouldn't you agree, is a little going overboard?
Well, I think the two issues in and of themselves are completely separate issues.
Yeah,
I don't see why he should continue to harm a child.
Yeah. To harm a child when you have your own issues to deal with, I would think is it just, you're right, it just completely changes the... Will you shut the door?
His job as a crossing guard is to protect the child and to look out for his safety, his or her safety.
I don't remember having any corn, no. All right, I'm back.
All right,
Mr. Bonaparte, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm right here, son. Go. Oh, hold on. Go ahead.
You know what? It's very hard to have a conversation with someone while they're
when
on the toilet.
Boy, is that the truth or what?
I apologize. What, I'm not supposed to use the can now. Is that it?
Not when you're on the radio, no.
What a couple of... If the two of you were in front of me right now, brother, I'd open up a can, an industrial-sized can.
Why?
Ass kick.
I respect you as a senior citizen.
Yeah.
I am not threatening you, and I am not trying to have a fight with you. All I am trying to let you know is that you are angry for no reason. I respect you. I hold nothing against you. If I saw you walking on the street, I have no reason to fight. I have no reason to yell at you. I have no reason to give the middle finger. Okay?
Well, you got a good point.
But some 12 or 13-year-old kids who are young don't even know the true meaning of what that is. Okay? They still don't have the maturity level that you have. You have the power, not them, okay?
If I apologized, then I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate the apology. The apology.
And Jason, I wish you a very good day.
Thank you. Same to you, sir.
I'm sorry.
You got to get me off the air.
Jesus, I'm sorry. 1-800-449-8686. So, you senior citizen crossing guards out there, there's your advocate, Lloyd Bonafide.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You need a checkup from the neck up. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The voice of Lloyd Bonafide was performed by me, and the people that called, they were bona fide people. They were real, unprompted, and unpaid. Lloyd Bonafide, crossing guard, trying to get the kids across the street, and he'll do it safely if you start giving people respect, you know, all of our old people. Otherwise, he may just stick your kid's kisser in the grill of a Peterbilt. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Today we will have a visit also from Herb Sewell. In fact, in just a couple of minutes, Herb Sewell from yesterday's show talking about the lighter side of hurricanes. And his years as a meteorologist, his new book is called Any Way the Wind Blows, 35 Years as a Meteorologist and Counting. That's Herb Sewell. And also today we announced the winner of the Phil Hendry Show in 7 Words or Less contest. We do have a winner, a bona fide winner, a real winner, a pretty good little slogan, and he'll win a Ted's of Beverly Hills. He or she will win a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt celebrating the new Honolulu store. It's a brand new bowling shirt. I'm wearing it right now, kind of a sage green. It's a beauty. It's really cool. Nice fabric, man. Cotton. And as well, we're going to dip into our sports file again and take a look at this Ruski. Or this Swiss who supposedly threatened the woman who accuses Kobe Bryant. We'll find out about this guy And in fact, we're not just going to find out about him. I'm going to tell you about him. There ain't nothing to find out. You guys may be in a little bit of a cloud about this guy, and I'll clue you in on him. I ain't never met him, and I wouldn't know him if I fell over him, but I can tell you exactly the kind of guy this guy is. This guy who wrote a letter to Kobe Bryant and said he'd be happy to kill the woman who accuses him of rape. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Herb Sewell and his comments about the lighter side of hurricanes.
Bill Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
I think this man is way out in left field. He's out to lunch. Comparing prostate exams with somebody losing a loved one in a hurricane?
No, what I said, Valeni, was that I had to go back for another prostate exam because...
So what? So what? Many men go back every year. What's the big deal about losing your hair? You know how many bald men are out there? You want to compare that to losing a life of your child
in
a hurricane?
Okay, let me ask you...
Come on, man.
No, I didn't say I died.
You make me angry, all right?
No, ma'am.
Losing your daughter for getting married?
No, ma'am.
Come on. Everybody gets married. Get on with life. You need some psychotherapy.
Oh, have you ever lost your hair?
Oh, come on.
Have you ever lost...
That's not life and death situation.
But you know... Valeni, can
I... You need some help, man.
No, man.
I need
to ask
you.
I need to ask you a question. When you see a bald man, you wouldn't consider going to bed with him, would you?
Oh, yes, I would. As a matter of fact, my husband is bald. I don't have any problems with
that.
That's not a life-threatening situation.
Was he bald when you married him?
Yes, he was.
Well, then you're one in a...
Do you have a problem with that?
No, you're one in a...
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly my point. You need some psychotherapy to deal with your personal problems.
But
do not compare them with the life-threatening situations of the population in general.
I think that's what we're trying to say here, Mr. Sewell, that a hurricane which can tear down a family's home, which can take life, how can that compare to you having to go back in for a prostate exam?
I'm talking about the pain that adds up, the pain that when you see your first gray hair on your private region, you'll think Hurricane Isabel is a soft...
Oh, my God. You know, you do need help. You do. I really
I don't understand.
To go for some help.
Why?
I'm serious.
Well, you know something. You
Listen,
people.
I'm a nurse. I know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
You're out of contact with reality.
Ma'am,
you need some psychotherapy really fast or you're going to be out of control.
Ma'am, you can rebuild a home. You can't replace.
You can't replace your husband who died in a hurricane, has split in half. You cannot replace your pets. You cannot replace your children. That's what we're talking about.
When you said that this cop
pain,
made it...
Your pain that you go through...
You can remarry. You can remarry. You see what I'm saying?
The pain that you go through is pain that everybody faces in everyday life. That's part of living. The pain that we're talking about is loss of life.
Valeni,
okay?
Valeni.
Which you find comical, and in my opinion, you're sick. You need some help.
Valeni,
I think that's all I have to say.
I have seen gray hair in my pubic region. Have you? No.
I don't need to see that. That's part of life.
Unless
I don't have a problem with that. Man, get on with life. Get some help.
You don't have any... So in other words, your pubic hair is not gray yet. That answers my question.
Bill Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Bill Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
one 800 449 8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
So you heard about this Kobe Bryant, this guy that wanted to kill the woman who accuses Kobe Bryant of rape. Have you heard about that? Of course, he's supposedly a member of the Russian mafia. How do we know? Well, he said so. Yeah, okay. He's a member of the Russian mafia like I'm a member of the Russian mafia. Don't you people understand something? You guys that report the news especially. That this guy is just another psycho who, is a psycho fan. He's another one of these homoerotic sports fans. He doesn't know whether he wants to kill somebody for Kobe Bryant, have Kobe Bryant's firstborn, or secondborn, I guess it would be Kobe Bryant's jail boy. He doesn't know what he wants to be. He's in the Russian mafia. He's a psycho case. One of these guys wants to kill Kobe Bryant. Now, the guy got this girl's name, and he got her address. And how do we know he had her name and her address? Because he had it in the details of the letter that he sent to Kobe Bryant See, that's what the mafia does, as you know. They send out flyers. Hi, we kill people, and if you'd like help, we're the Russian mafia. We're new in town, and we'll go ahead and grease somebody for you. That's exactly what they do. Oh, boy. We're so desperate for a new gangster movie. I guess we'll believe any mafia. Yeah, anybody says, hey, guess what? I'm in the new Irish mafia. Want to make a movie out of me? So this guy says that he was going to kill or allegedly would kill this woman for Kobe Bryant. Now, he got her name off of the Internet. He got her address off of the Internet. And how did the name and the address of this woman get on the Internet? Well, it was leaked. And how was it leaked? Well, in my opinion, it was probably Kobe Bryant's so-called defense team. I'm going to tell you something right now. I could be wrong. I could be very wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm just a big mouth on the radio, okay? And I'm sure that Ms. Mackey has had worse things said about her. She's an attorney. She's a very high-profile attorney. I'm sure she's a big girl, and I bet you she can take it. But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I bet you money that law firm, that Haddon and Mackey, they're about as dirty can get. I bet you they are oily and greasy right up to the freaking eyebrows. I bet you they got connections in every pile of dirt anywhere in this country. Yeah, sure. Let's investigate the Eagle County Sheriff, make sure he wasn't leaking nothing to the newspaper. Oh, okay, Ms. Mackey. Well, you'll be happy to know that they weren't. Thank you. Then we can continue doing it ourselves. I mean, we can continue to feel... Yeah, see, the Mafia, they all run around wearing Kobe's number 8 Lakers jersey. In fact, John Gotti died in one. He was wearing a number 8. So the Mafia is always looking to do contract killing. I hear they're going to take out an ad in the Yellow Pages pretty soon. In fact, the Smart Bell Yellow Pages, want someone greased? The Mafia. Hi, everyone. My name is Jimmy the Weasel Fratiani. I know a lot of you probably someone would be, what do you want to call it, bothering you or what have you. And if you would like, so somebody, kind of what we would call have someone, go talk to him, I can do this too, Whatever you want to do, right? I mean, you just say, like the word will be, go see the priest. And you say, go see the priest, I'll go. See, so that's it.
Yes, the Mafia in the Yellow Pages.
I'm Jimmy the Weasel Fratiani. It's what we would call, I think you know.
The Mafia.
See, that's their 30-second ad, and I think it's going to be on... I think NBC needs the money. No, they don't.
Forget about it.
The Russian Mafia. I'll tell you who leaked that name. That Mackey and Haddon. That's who leaked that name. That Mackey and Haddon. There isn't a dirty trick they probably haven't pulled at least once or twice. I'm serious. I bet you there isn't. You don't get to be high profile like that in a sewer like rape cases without pulling some real nasty stuff yourself. Now the woman's name is out on the Internet. Now her name is out everywhere. There's been some juice hound out in Nebraska that called in death threats to the woman. Some cat that probably wants to have sex with Kobe Bryant. You know, if she didn't want to have anal sex, I bet you this Swiss mafia guy would love it. Hey, Kobe, here's somebody who'll probably consent. If she didn't, this guy will. In fact, Kobe, I just want to let you know something. If that gal didn't consent to have what one would call, what do you call it, Jimmy? What do we want to call anality? Yeah, anality? I bet you every Laker fan listening would. You got a lot of male Laker fans out there that'd be happy to drop their shorts and bend over for you, man. So don't worry about it, Kobes. When you get out of court, the whole thing kind of blows over, if you'll pardon the expression. Everything chills out. After the game some night, there's a whole bunch of your fine male Laker fans that would wait out by the locker room there and just say, call me Sally. And if you go down for this one, Kobe, guess who'll be waiting for you in cell number 16, A block. You got it, Mr. Big Swiss Miss. Only you'll be the Swiss Miss. I saw a picture of this guy. See, he's a bodybuilder. He's cute. Yeah, he'll be waiting for you, man, out in the yard. Anybody come at you yet? How do you like that? How do you like that? The guy offers to kill this woman. Unbelievable to be a woman. Why would you want to report a rape if you're a woman in America? Why? What's the point? What's the possible point? And it's been going on like this for years. If you have sex, or if sex is forced upon you by a movie star, It's a very good chance that they're going to make you out to be some kind of a slut, some kind of an AIDS-ridden, crab-ridden, disease-ridden slut. Before the whole thing's over with, you're going to wish you were never born. You're going to wish you never went to the cops with it, that's for sure. Why would you want to? Who wants to put themselves in for this? Might as well just submit. When Mr. NBA says submit, just submit, baby. Just close your eyes and count the wallpaper. Count the whatever the hell you count. Don't go to the coppers. Look what this woman's going through. And who knows? She may be lying, right? She's lying, and she made it all up, and she didn't do it, and he didn't do it, and the whole thing is just a bunch of baloney. You're right. You're right. And we should go back to thinking of Kobe as what? He's our Laker who is there in the clutch. And, well, sure, I mean, he's got about 16 different girlfriends in 16 different cities, but he's still a great family man. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, I had a nice conversation today with our very deep and loving friends of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, not that I expected any great brilliance out of them, but I thought I'd give it a shot. So I call him up and I talk to a good kid there. He's in the whatever the hell it is. What do they call it? Public relations. I said, look. You know, I've been emailing you, I've been doing this, I've been doing that. Well, let me ask you, Mr. Henry, what do you want to talk to Warren Sapp for? I said, well, you know, I want to find out about his life, you know. I'll find out why. Now, this guy knows exactly why I'm calling. Because he's heard the show, or he's heard somebody's told him about the show. So don't even worry about that. Because he knows that my interview ain't going to be like sports talk on ESPN or Joe Chowderhead on Fox Sports, whatever the hell it's called, right? So he says, come on. I said, I want to talk to Warren Sapp. We'll find out if he knows the names of all of his kids and what cities they're living in. Well, now, why would we want to put that information out, Mr. Henry? He says to me, and it's a very good question. We're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Why would we want to do that? I said, I'm going to give you a reason. Go ahead, Mr. Henry. Give me a reason. I'm going to give you a reason. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers can, unlike every other sports team in the history of sports, you guys can make a statement that you're not only a sports team, you're members of a community, and that you are willing to discuss perhaps some of the socially dysfunctional activities of athletes. Now, I knew he wouldn't understand a word I was saying, and true to form, he didn't. He came back with, you know something, Mr. Henry? I'm just telling you what my job is. My job is, you ain't going to get an interview with Warren Sapp, and you won't get an interview with Michael Pittman as long. Well, I said, I know I won't get one with Pittman because of the litigation. Now, what about this other punk, that this kid that was waving the gun around? I'm just telling you, there's no reason for us to do that. I said, okay, I knew you'd say that, but I just thought I'd give you the chance. I said, because I'm going to clue you in on something. Because I'm in touch with my listeners, and I'm a football fan, so I'm in touch with other football fans. Fans are getting tired of it. They're getting tired of it. There is going to become, in this country, there is going to be a little bit of a credibility gap that will begin to separate the fan from the sport and from the athletes that play the sport. We're just not willing to accept certain antisocial or unacceptable behavior when we are held as individual citizens to a standard. If we deviate, our asses are in the Bastille. I mean, we are, you know, no bail, no nothing, man. Just go on into the shower, man, and pray that soap don't drop. That's what we get. And your guys are running around doing what they want? Now, he didn't know what the hell I was talking about. I said, well, great. Why don't you have your boss call me? Well, I can give you his voicemail. I said, I've been on his voicemail 18 times. Well, okay. And that was it. Now, I'm going to keep bugging him for an interview? No, I'm not going to keep bugging him for an interview. What I'm going to do is, though, and I don't give a crap if it gets me thrown off of every radio station that I got. I don't care if it ends my career. Frankly, do you want to know something? I might as well come clean with you guys. I got a lot of money saved. I got a lot of money saved. 30 years in this business taught me one thing. Pack the dough away. I love radio, and I'd love to be in this business for as long as I can be in it. But you want to know something? I don't care. I don't care, man. I mean, you know, I'm gonna say what frankly I feel like saying. That's what they pay me to do. And I say it in a lot of different ways. And I'll keep saying it. And a judge in Jacksonville is beginning to agree with me. The example that's being set for your kids by professional athletes that they are told they should respect by the propaganda machine that runs the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, and the NFL, the example that's being set is a disgrace. Half of these guys belong in a cage. Warren Sapp, you know, he hasn't committed any crime, please understand. But I think that when you're doing that up-close and personal piece of Warren Sapp on Fox just before the Tampa Bay game, where he's sitting there with his wife in front of the waterfall in the pool in the backyard like he's some kind of a family man, and then you turn around and this guy's being sued because he isn't man enough to come up with the child support on his own. The women have to take him to court to get money for the children that he's fathered that he didn't even know where they are. I think somebody needs to point that out. And I don't give a crap if the Tampa Bay fans don't like it, if the NFL fans don't like it, if the commissioner of football is bleeding from the rear end because of it. I think you can all take it and pound sand for all I care. I'm going to talk about it because I've been putting up with it, the stink of it, my whole life. I've been a sports fan my whole life, and I just, it's been mum's the word. And generally, it's been this. Well, the fans, we should boycott. Yeah, sure, that's really going to happen. The fans are going to boycott. You guys couldn't put together a boycott. You couldn't boycott a freaking bean dinner. Boycott. Fans aren't going to boycott anything. You want to know why the fans won't boycott anything? I'll tell you why. Because the sports journalists, they don't have the balls of a decapitated fly. The sports journalists in this country, like Bob Costas, let's just take him for instance. That guy hasn't got the courage to say that Mickey Mantle ever gargled. He couldn't, Bob Costas couldn't face the truth, man, if you parked a loaded shotgun up his rear end. He is not going to be any kind of an example to any fans about, you know, here's what I think. This is what we ought to do. This is how the sports establishment is letting people down. Nobody's doing it, man, so I might as well do it. I could go down swinging, you know? I'll do it for as long as they let me do, and then I'll go down swinging. Most likely some member of the broadcast establishment will say, well, this guy Henry, he's a pain in the ass. Let's get rid of him. That's fine. I know how the game's played. I couldn't care less. All right, coming up next, the describe the Phil Henry Show in 7 words or less while he's still on the air. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, it's time now for the winner of our Phil Henry Show in 7 words or less contest. Now, we've also chosen, we didn't tell you guys we were going to do this, we have chosen submissions that will win our brand new upcoming Best of the Phil Henry Show 2003 CD as a consolation prize. So we've got about a half a dozen consolation prizes, and then we'll tell you the winner. All right, here is consolation prize number one. Now, all of these people will receive the Best of the Phil Henry Show 2003 CD, which we haven't named yet, have we? I think it's going to be called something like Your Sister Too. That's it. That's the name of it. I just named it. Phil, here's one for you. The Phil Henry Show. So funny, you'll like traffic jams. That's one of our consolation prizes from Les Langford. Here is Phil Pusateri, and he says, Phil, here's my submission. His humor hits us between the eyes. It's kind of cute, isn't it? Hits us right between the eyes. Right between the legs. All right, so that's another consolation prize. Goes to Sebastian Lisa, who says, Phil Henry Show, coitus for the mind. Here's one from Bill Lawler. Actually, he's our general manager over at KFI, and he wants to win a CD. See, because I haven't been taking his calls, he's decided to submit a entry, so he said, all right, you'll get a freaking CD. Don't bother me. Talk Radio's Prodigal Son. And here, finally, is our... Oh, here's two more. Truth and Justice in a Satirical Way. That's John Navarette. And finally, this as a consolation prize from Teresa. She says, shock and awe meets the radio dial. And now our winner, the winner of the Phil Henry Show 7 words or less contest, was submitted by Todd Carey, and it's the Phil Henry Show, the last gasp before the death of radio. The Phil Henry Henry Show, the last gasp before the death of radio. The Phil Henry Show, the last gasp before the death of radio. All right, that's good. How do you like that? That's a good one. That's from Todd Carey. The last gasp before the death of radio. So he's the winner of our 2003 CD. Congratulations, Todd. Thank you very much. The Phil Henry Show, 7 words or less. That contest, mercifully, is over. Now, getting back to the National Football League, because you know it's my favorite subject. Oh, by the way, Joe Dick heads up this hour with his NFL picks. Stick around for that, because Joe has a couple of upsets. And as you know, he went 6-10 last weekend, so that ain't nothing to recommend him. But he did go 13-2 the first weekend, so let's just wait and see what he's up to. Pro football players in Jacksonville who, quote, act like gangsters, end quote, share the blame for youth violence, a judge said before sentencing three young men yesterday in the murder of a U.S. Marine outside an Arlington nightclub. Now, here's a judge who's got the guts to say it. I don't know why you all want to run around with guns like gangsters, Circuit Judge Charles Arnold said before giving each defendant the maximum prison sentence. He said one reason could be that their heroes are lousy role models. Some of these rap musicians and a small percentage of NFL players, some who even live in our town, want to run around and act like gangsters, drive around in fancy cars, and smoke crack. Wasn't Jimmy Smith, the wide receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars, popped for some kind of a drug infraction? He says he wasn't talking about any of the Jaguars, but yeah, sure. Arnold didn't name any specific players or musicians. He told the local Jacksonville paper he wasn't referring to any Jaguars. Mm-hmm. Not any Jaguars that he would drive. So there's a judge that said it. And like I said the other day, these guys are wearing all this football gear. They're wearing the Oakland Raider gear. I'm not going to get on this. I know people are really tired of hearing it because their football players, their sports heroes are so precious to them. But every now and again, I'm just going to kind of keep slipping it in. Just keep dogging them. Just keep dogging them, man. You're not going to get any rest from me. No peace. And what a tragedy the Cincinnati Bengals aren't being sued. God, that was brilliant. Too bad the Hamilton County in Ohio just chickened right out on that one. That would have been great. Yes, we award now $300 million to the city of Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Bengals, officially in court records, blow. God, that'd be great if you could put into the court record officially that a football team sucks so bad they owe the city money. Ha ha ha! Come on, baby. Don't give up. Somebody else has got to sue. Don't you think that is poetic? I think it's great. I'll tell you who ought to sue. I think the baseball fans in San Diego ought to sue. I tell you, the Padres should be sued for multi-millions. They got a brand new ballpark down there. The fans, I guess, maybe they didn't even have a say in it, but the city fathers have just gone ahead and greased up for the Padres and gave a new ballpark. And in the meantime, a worse baseball team I can't even think of. Well, you guys better win 6 World Series in a row, or I will encourage you get sued right to the 5th ring of hell. Other than that, I really love your team. Can I get an autograph?
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Will Smith's former housekeeper is going to sue him because she says he owes her money. Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's former housekeeper is suing the celebrity couple for allegedly failing to pay her about 1,640 hours of overtime and firing her after she complained to them. In a lawsuit filed September the 11th in Ventura Superior Court, Mary Lou Henner said that she was, I'm kidding, Mary Lou Cooley said she worked for the Smiths and lived on their estate for more than 4 years. She said during that time she often worked more than 40 hours per week and received overtime pay during her first 2 years of employment. But Starting in March 1999, Cooley alleged the Smiths stopped paying her for overtime and instead promised to pay her a $25,000 annual bonus. Cooley said she never received the bonus, and after she complained about it, the Smiths fired her in October of 2001. Yeah, well, you're full of crap. What do you think about that, honey? So, you know, the automatic knee-jerk assumption is, hey, Smith, how come you're being so cheap with this woman? I don't blame him. I bet you she was stealing something. I bet you he caught her stealing his cufflinks, and he said, get your fat ass out of my house. You're fired. So what does she do? She naturally goes to the press and bitches about it. You know, I don't know how to put this, because people are not going to like this, but I got to tell you this. My wife's hired a couple of cleaning people in the past, and I got to tell you, some of them are the most disreputable people I've ever met in my life. I had to throw a couple of them out of my house. Crooked sons of bitches, lying, stealing. And then, of course, some of them don't even give you any notice. They just up and quit. You know, look, if you're a pig like me, you got to have a cleaning person to come in and do the job, all right? I'll pay top dollar if you'll do the job right. But if I, you know, if you get pissed off, see, and the other thing, to our very fine young Mexican immigrants that are coming here illegally, don't piss off people that you're working for. They're liable to go and get the INS on you. What are you, stupid? If you're a housekeeper and you're illegally here from Mexico and you decide that you just don't dig the job anymore and you up and quit with no notice because you're going to go over to across the street to Mrs. Dumbass House and make $5 more an hour, you're going to piss somebody off. But I digress. I digress. The lawsuit says Cooley was paid a G a week, but did not state how much she earned in overtime pay. $52,000 a year for what, scrubbing out a toilet? Come on! She's seeking $175,000 in damages, according to the lawsuit. Calls to the attorney, Stephen Math, and to the attorney for the Smiths were not returned because the reporters placing those calls are major pains in the rear end and nobody wants to talk to them. Well, here's what I think about all of this, because, you know, this is hitting the news big. You know, Will Smith, Hollywood, anytime anybody, all these celebrity trials are just beginning to give me a headache, personally. I mean, it's becoming, Janice was, and I were talking about this, the Kobe Bryant trial, I mean, there's a guy out there offering to kill somebody for Kobe Bryant. He's never met the guy. He doesn't know Kobe Bryant from Step and Fetch It. He don't know Kobe Bryant, man, from Alfalfa. But he's offering to kill somebody? What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. It's the death rattle of the cult of celebrity. It's the death throes of the cult of celebrity. People are so huge. Celebrities are so big. They're like Jesus, man. They're bigger than Jesus, right? Like the Beatles said back in the 60s, we're bigger than Jesus. Well, he's right. And this is the bitter end for these entertainers, because this is all going to go away in the next, like I said, the next 30 to 40 years. It's gotten so psycho, it's gotten so obsessive, it's gotten so overwhelming that people are offering to commit murder, they're offering to have babies, they're offering to carve the initials of Kobe Bryant in their ass. They're willing to do anything and everything just to smell his armpits, just to be in the same room with a jockstrap of his, just to sniff the bus exhaust of the Laker team bus. That's all they want. That's how needy people are to be around these guys. And if you work for a celebrity, hey, this is easy street, baby. All you got to do is say the guy is a real pile, and you can sue him for 175 G's, and everybody's going to assume that because you have money, you're a turd, and because she's a housekeeper, she's as squeaky clean as a newly driven snow. Well, guess what? I ain't buying it. I bet you he caught her fat ass stealing something and told her to get out, and she said, you'll be sorry, Mr. Smith. He says, yeah, whatever, and don't let the screen door hit you in the ass on the way out. And she turns around and sues him. Now she says that he owes her money. 52 grand for housekeeping. He don't owe you nothing. 52 grand! For cleaning up a house. And don't tell me, man, that that's hard work if that's the only thing you got to do. If you're taking care of the kids, too, if you're a nanny, if you're going out shopping, if you're also picking kids up from school, if you're also making appointments for the gardener, in other words, if you're running the house, that's one thing. If all you're doing is vacuuming and cleaning out the toilets, 52 G's? So she says they owe him, you know? I think what you ought to do, Mr. Smith, you ought to fight this to the Supreme Court of the United States. No, I ain't paying. Remember when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar ran into that guy on the bike? some dumbass out in West Hollywood was riding his bike down a sidewalk, and Abdul-Jabbar is coming out of the alley in his Rolls Royce. It's a blind alley. It's one of those alleys where you're coming out, it's a little bit blind, he's inching forward, dumbbell with a bicycle on a sidewalk, which is illegal, hits Abdul-Jabbar's Rolls Royce, and the guy sues Kareem. And you know what Kareem did? He said, there ain't a way in hell I'm paying you, you stupid son of a... He said, just because I'm rich don't mean I have to pay for you being stupid. And you know what? The court agreed and said, forget it. Go buy yourself another 10-speed. These guys, they're targeting these people. I mean, it's wrong, okay? It's just wrong. Just because you're rich don't necessarily mean you're a jerk. I mean, they got a list today in Forbes, what is it, Forbes magazine, the top people. I'm getting so sick and tired of seeing that list of the top 85 billion millionaires. What are we supposed to do with this information? Who knows, right? Good for you. You got a lot of money. Bill Gates says, hey, guess what? He's the richest guy in America. You don't say. You're kidding me. Really? I thought Oprah was creeping up on him. And who? Paul Allen again? Wow. It's just knuckle, it's nail-biting time, man. It's white-knuckle time, because the list is coming out of the richest cats in America, and whoo, Bill Gates is on it again. And here's Paul Allen. And who else? The Walton family with that Walmart dump. Last Walmart I went into looked like a toilet. How about you? Same thing? Are they going bankrupt, or is that just my wishful thinking on my part? Like, what is this, man? Every year it's, I don't know what it is. It's like following the baseball scores. Richest guy in America, $35 billion. We don't have any idea how he got it. I just don't think because a guy's got money necessarily makes him a bum, but I could be wrong. In any event, where is that list? Richest people in America. Every year it's the same thing. Is Oprah Winfrey on that thing? They must not be making any money. We think movie stars make a lot of money. Apparently they don't, because the richest guys in America are all, they run Walmart and they run Starbucks and they, I don't know, they're condom companies. Sheep dip. You know, they're into sheep shearing. That's where the real bread is. Are we printing that, or am I just, never mind. All right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. One 800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And now a walk down memory lane on the Phil Hendry Show. As you know, people from time to time request bits from years gone by. And here is one from March of 1997. Woo, baby! This is before we were even national. Garrick H. Brown writes from Sacramento, California. Phil, I think the most insanely hilarious bit I ever heard of yours, of thousands, had to be Mavis on Good Friday of March 1997 and the, quote, all-you-can-eat Negro bit. I remember I was living in L.A. at the time and almost crashed into a divider wall on the 405 freeway. I was laughing so hard. Thanks, Garrick H. Brown. Well, here we go, Garrick, from March of 97. All you can eat Negro.
You've been misinformed about the Catholic Church.
Why do you eat people?
Well, if you just hang on, I will explain to you what our belief is, and then you can draw your own conclusion.
But you eat people?
Let me explain what our teaching is, and you draw your own conclusion.
Let the Father explain, okay?
Okay, first of all, we believe that when we receive communion, we receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Well, hold on, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
I mean,
I'm just calling to let you know what our belief is.
You eat flesh and blood.
If you want to look at it that way, that's fine.
Oh, my God.
That's fine.
I want to vomit.
This is our belief, and you draw your own conclusion.
I want to vomit.
Ma'am, you got to let the Father explain.
But why would I want to hear him talk about eating
people? Well,
because
you've been misinformed.
This is like Hellraiser, like Clive Barker.
Okay, first of all, okay, you're upset because you've been misinformed about what happened to your nephew in our ritual.
You eat the butt, you eat the whole damn thing.
Excuse me?
Don't you eat it?
We eat the host, yes.
The host.
But he said he eats the whole body of the man.
That's not what I said.
You said you eat the blood and the flesh.
Of whom?
Of a man.
No, of Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Oh, that is a blasphemy.
Well, if you choose to believe that, all I'm trying to do is inform you about our belief because you've been misinformed.
Do you eat up on the booty, too?
I'm not even going to answer that.
I don't understand. What's that mean?
What is this man talking about eating the Lord Jesus?
Let him finish.
Okay.
Let him just say what he has to say.
From the scriptures, man, where Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and said, take this and eat it. This is my body.
Oh, God.
And then he took the cup of wine and he said, take and drink. This is my blood. And again he says, unless you eat my body and drink my blood,
oh,
you have no
God.
Life within you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is Good Friday.
Exactly.
And you're talking about eating up on Jesus.
I'm just calling
you
to inform you of what we believe.
You're grubbing on Jesus, ain't you?
If
what?
You choose to believe that.
You're grubbing all over on Jesus.
If that's what you choose to believe.
And my nephew, what about him?
Okay, ma'am, as again.
Macking on Jesus. Them Catholics macked on my boy.
Macked on your boy.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
Them Catholics macked on your boy, huh?
You want to laugh
no,
at me?
No, Phil, can I ask you a question?
You son of a bitch, you laugh at me?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question here.
But like some kind of Negro smorgasbord over there.
Well, I'll tell you. Listen.
Okay, now, as far as that other man is concerned.
It's like a brother buffalo.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in a phone line.
Listen, Father, I thank you for taking the time.
Okay.
I really do.
Ma'am, you have a good Easter.
Well, you'll pay for your sins.
Well, only that up to God.
That's true. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Father. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was a Roman Catholic priest.
They're macking on my boy like a brother buffet. Oh, you can eat me. Oh.
What was it? What's it called, man?
Oh, you can eat Negro.
From March of 1997, it was a walk down memory lane on The Phil Henry Show, and we want to thank Garrick Brown for requesting All You Can Eat Negro. That was Mike Crozier was my engineer back in those days, and that was him laughing. I couldn't get the line out. I just couldn't. As soon as I saw it, I can't say that, and well, the rest is there. It's on our CD, as a matter of fact. It's on our 1997 CD, Still on the Air. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, a shooting at a hospital forced evacuation of patients and staff this afternoon in Baldwin Park, California, as police responded to the sprawling medical center. One person was reported down, and patients, doctors, and nurses and others streamed out of the 740,000-square-foot medical complex. Firefighters were called here, there, and everything. One of these days I'm going to read about this. There was a shooting reported at a hospital, but doctors in the emergency room drew weapons and killed the intruder before any real damage could be done. One of these days I'll read that. Not that likely now. Yeah, we did that whole gun thing yesterday. I don't even get off onto it now, you know, but I just, yeah, here it is, man. I mean, I talk about it, and there we go again. And then, of course, we have another fire because the Environmental Liberation Front. Hey, whoever you guys are, whatever you think you are, you're a bunch of vandals. That's all you do is you, like, burn stuff. Will you grow up? Grow. This is like a neighborhood organization. What do you guys do, meet in a treehouse? I bet you meet in a treehouse, don't you? I bet you got a clubhouse and no girls are allowed, huh? And you, like, steal cans of macaroni and cheese and go into the treehouse and then have a circle jerk the Playboys and then go and burn down houses and stuff. What a jive bunch of people you are. Environmental Liberation Front. You know what the Environmental Liberation Front and PETA and all these organizations are? Such frustrated yuppies who want a piece of the world revolution pie. You know, they want to be down with all of the anarchists internationally because their wife left them, their kids hate them, their dog peed on them, something happened, something traumatized them. So they blow up SUVs. Let me ask you cats in the ELF and whatever the hell you're called. What do you guys drive around, man? What are you, like wind power or something, man? Are you driving a car? Are you putting gas into your car? Oh, I see. You guys are okay. I got a good president for you, Bobby Dooley. Because she breaks every law in the book and says she's entitled to, but everybody else has got to be held to a different standard. That's these guys, these environmental people. All of you environmental people are the same. You got one standard, and we all have to live at another standard. Hey, I love the Earth, and I want to save the Earth. But I realize there are steps that we have to take. Don't you understand right now our society is trying to recover from a terror attack, and you guys want to inflict more? What, do you just want to bring the country down because of your megalomaniacal attitude toward things? Because your world is more important? Because your agenda is more important? Because if you don't get what you want right now, when you want it, you're just going to bring everybody down. You're going to bum everybody out, right? We're all trying to get back into party mode here, and you guys want to harsh our freaking buzz with your ELF. I got it swinging. Hey, I got a good house to burn down, the one you're living in. Why don't you guys all pack yourselves up into your treehouse, finish off what's left of the Gatorade, read a couple of more Hustlers, and then I'll throw a firebomb inside of it. And we'll all be rid of you. Question for ELF. Are girls allowed? Number one. Number two, how do you put gas in your mini bikes? Number three, has your mom caught you masturbating yet? Okay. Number four, when you guys go into construction sites and burn down houses and stuff, do you get the copper out of the house first and trade it into the old guy at the end of the street for like 3 cents a pound? And number five, where do you keep your skateboards? Environmental liberation. Oh, my God. Or what is it? Earth Liberation Front? Oh, please. Is there no escape from these people? You and I hope they put you and Kaczynski in the same cell, in the same bunk. Wedding bells will be ringing. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Coming up this hour, in just a few minutes, in fact, Joe Dickhead's NFL picks. And later on this hour, a feature that we occasionally run on our program. It's called If Phil Lived In... dot, dot, dot. This hour, it's If Phil Lived During the Time of Christ and Phil Was Pontius Pilate. That's coming up this hour on the Phil Hendry Show. Well, you've probably heard by now, it's been all over the news, it's been all around the world, some guy put a firecracker in his ass and blew his genitals off. Yes, it's been broadcast everywhere, Fox, CNN, CNBC. This is the stuff they ought to be leading with, right? Because actually, I think in the overall scheme, this is the more important news. If we can eliminate this, then the bigger problems don't occur. For instance, the World Trade Center went down. It was big news. But why did the World Trade Center go down? Because some guy, 15 years ago as a kid, was cramming firecrackers up his rear end and then decided, hey, this is cool. I think I'll fly a plane into a building. In other words, dumbbells are made, and then dumbbells grow up, and then dumbbells do evil, dumb things. See? So tomorrow morning, I'll be looking at that Bridget What's-Her-Face on Fox, the one with the big nose, but she's so gorgeous, it doesn't matter. She's like got the gams. And she'll be saying, yes, a 26-year-old man suffered a fractured pelvis and severe burns to his genital area after a firecracker exploded between the cheeks of his ass. I like stories like this. Is actually a true story because it's I don't need to convince you, do I? Right. You know it happened. Because there's one thing we in this world we know. When I read a story about a guy putting a cherry bomb up his butt, people immediately believe it because we're all familiar with the human race. Well, I don't know what to do today, so I know I'll take a cherry bomb, light it, and... Ooh. What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing? I just thought I'd put a firecracker up my ass. Here, watch this. Don't do that again! Oh! What bean soup. Yeah, huh? See, here's the thing. I love stories like this because it just slowly but surely eliminates the imbeciles from our midst. These are really good things. They're not bad things. They're good things because another dumbass learns his lesson. When it happens to a kid, that's another thing. But an adult, 26-year-old dumbbell, puts a firecracker up his butt. Here's what happened. And by the way, they think that Jackass the movie Jackass is causing all of this. Now, there's no proof that Jackass caused this. Nobody said the guy had watched the movie Jackass, but the people reporting the story said, just like in the movie Jackass, when a guy crammed a cherry bomb up his rear end. So they're automatically assuming it was Jackass. Why? Because the guy that wrote this story is a jackass. You want to see an example of Jackass? Go interview the reporters for this newspaper. Dr. McCurdle, who operated on the guy's butt, I guess, said he believed the man had stumbled while the firecracker was in his buttocks and fell down on it. In other words, he fell backwards, so now the force of the explosion has nowhere to go but up. And guess what's sitting there? By virtue of the fact that the explosion was confined in an upward direction and went into his pelvis, blasted a great hole in the pelvis, ruptured the... I don't even want to hear about it. Now the doctor goes on to say, I have seen instances where people have tried to remove items from their rectum and rupture the sphincter muscles, but not anything like this. Sigmund Freud, do you know who he is? You sure? I don't know if a lot of people may not know who Sigmund Freud is. Sigmund Freud, just to kind of explain, was a guy way back at the turn of the century who they say was the man who was one of the first people to develop the art of psychotherapy. See, you know how a lot of you go to the therapist to work out your problems with your wife or your kids, and a lot of you send a kid off to the head shrinker so maybe he can figure out how his life's going? Well, head shrinking over 100 years ago was unknown. It really was in the very infant stages, and Dr. Freud, along with Carl Jung and Adler and a few others, helped develop the science of psychotherapy. So he was really the first. And he had a lot of interesting ideas. Freud believed that dreams were significant. For instance, now, how many of you guys have dreams? You have dreams? Well, guess what they're saying now? They're saying that dreams may mean something sometimes, and other times they're just random firings of neurons in your brains. In other words, some dreams don't mean diddly squat. So do me a favor, will you? When you wake up in the morning and come downstairs, kids, quit boring me with your dreams. And then a monster came, and another thing, a car ran me away. Whatever, man, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah, it does. You know how your dreams are really significant to you, and when you try to lay them on other people, they're just... Like, I just got out of bed. Anyway, Freud believed that there is a stage that we must grow out of to become fully actualized adults. And guess what stage that is? Guess what we all do when we're infants? We all do this when we're children. We play with our rear end. We do. We reach into our diapers. We throw stuff out of our diapers at the walls. This is what an infant has to do. He has to grow through this period of sticking his finger up his rear end and all this idiotic stuff. And generally, you do that when you're like a baby in your diapers. You move through this period, and then you get on to other stages in life. This guy obviously hasn't escaped that period yet, and he's 26. You're supposed to get through that when you're 18 months. And by the way, who lit the firecracker? What did he do? He's reaching around and trying to see it? Did the dude actually hold a Bic lighter to his ass until he heard the sizzling sound? I mean, it must have burned a whole lot of hair off of there. I bet you this guy actually stood in front of a mirror, you know, like had a two-way mirror so he could see himself lighting the firecracker. Oh my God! It's not known whether the man had been imitating the cult prankster film Jackass, a hit in the United States. They say that because this is in Australia. Yeah, sure, the Australians are dumber than us. Yeah, right. Feel superior, America, because an Australian did it. Feel superior for once. In the low-budget film, the men place firecrackers in their buttocks and they shoot into the air. I love when I hear these stories because it means that we can rid the world of one more reason to hire extra cops or extend overtime to off-duty cops, which are the idiots of the world. Get rid of them, man, and you know what? We save money. But when you're 26, you got to be through that period where you're putting your, you know, you're playing with that part of your body. I mean, you'd get, come on. I mean, there's other places to play with. For God's sake. And there's a whole, Janice, when you give me that website, there's a whole list of things that doctors have pulled out of people's rear ends. Books, light bulbs, cars. I mean, what is the story? You got to keep playing with that part of your body. You got to come in, can you be a, like, you know, you're an emergency room doctor, we have bed number 3. Hi, what, okay, here we go, another light bulb in an ass. Is that it? Yeah?
Yeah, that's right, doctor.
Yeah, okay. What is it with you guys, huh? All right, bend over. Let me just get my, oh, yeah, GE. Well, it's still lit. Little joke. Jesus, just get it out of there. You clowns with the light bulbs up the butt, I don't know what that is. Gear was in here last week. He had a more. He had another mammal in there. Wasn't a gerbil this time, though. Want to know what it was?
No, I don't.
All right.
I happen to know, Mr. Gear.
All right, okay. I'm sorry I bothered you. Okay, you're brand new here in the emergency room, are you, Dr. Svengali?
Yes, I am, sir. I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, the guy down there has a big pen shoved up his ass. Good luck. Huh? Just go down and do it. I'm not asking your opinion. Go. What are you talking about? Go down and get it out. Here it is. Rectal foreign bodies. Concrete enema mix. Jesus. Bottle. Light bulb. Carrot, apple, banana, cucumber, onion, parsnip. Oh, bull crap. This has got to be... Parsnip? You know, Bobby, every week you're in here, man, I got enough stuff here to make a salad. You know, Doc, it really hurts. It really hurts. What are you putting it up there for in the first place? Keep bent over, okay? Nurse, Vaseline, I'll also need some, you know, just get some big industrial lubrication gel, yeah. Just go down to the garage down the street. Bobby's still open with it. Okay. What the hell is this? Is an axe handle, man? What are you keeping up there anyway, huh? Well, you know, I want to get around buying a house someday. Yeah, keeping it up your rear end, is that it? Dull knife, ice pick, knife sharpener, mortar pestle, spatula, spoon, tin cup, toothbrush. Oh, and let's not forget, balloon. This is a very clear key, folks, as to just how stunted some people's development is. There are people walking around out there that call themselves adults, and they're still stuck at the age of 4. No kidding. That's how bad off some people are. You listen to this show, you keep that in mind. Or maybe you already do. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up next, Joe Dickhead with the NFL picks for this Week 3 on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
From high atop the Las Vegas Strip, it's Joe Dickhead's NFL Picks!
And I'm the professor, trying to dig my way out of a hole last week of 6-10.
Yes, I bent over and greased up for the professor, allowing him to give me the picks for last week. Oh, I had to kill you.
6-10 was sweet, wasn't it?
Not hardly, you piece of...
In any event, we'll try to do better this week as Joe Dickhead's NFL Picks am on the air.
Am on the air. Yes, this is Joe Dickhead, ladies and gentlemen. We have the big picks here this week, starting out in Indianapolis, Indiana, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville sucks. Jacksonville in big trouble. Trounced by Buffalo last week, while Indianapolis coming off a huge win over the Tennessee Titans. We love Indianapolis in his football game.
Kansas City and Houston, don't let that opening week victory over Miami fool you. Houston is a piece of dog dung.
And Dick Vermeil, even though he's a blubbering baby, a big crybaby, he'll have Kansas City ready for Houston, such as it is.
What's to get ready for?
Kansas City over Houston.
Minnesota and Detroit.
The Minnesota Vikings are for real. Don't make any mistake about it. They're going to be on the road in Detroit. They'll take Culpepper, Bennett. They're all playing together. The Minnesota Vikings over Detroit this week.
New Orleans at Tennessee figures to be a big game. Oh, look at this. Jesus.
What's that?
I got a hemorrhoid or something out of
it. You quit playing with it! Give me the phone!
Anyway,
New Orleans at Tennessee?
New Orleans at Tennessee. I think it's going to be the New Orleans Saints, and I'll tell you why. Tennessee blows. You can't beat the Raiders by more than the points that they scored, even though they did win last week. Well, what will that do?
We've got the New Orleans Saints over the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee. The New York Jets at the New England Patriots. Forget it, Jets fans. The Patriots are for real. Hardly. Well, both of them are going to get their ass kicked by Buffalo, so what difference does it make? We've got New England at home.
Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. This is the Joe Dickhead Upset Special. We like Pittsburgh.
That's not an upset. No, we like Cincinnati. That's the up... Pittsburgh.
Oh, I mean Cincinnati.
Tampa Bay and Atlanta. And we think it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Green Bay and Arizona. It's going to be Green Bay. The New York Giants in Washington. New York Giants. St. Louis at Seattle. Seattle. Baltimore at San Diego. Baltimore.
Cleveland at San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Buffalo at Miami.
Buffalo.
Oakland at Denver.
Denver.
Montreal at Chicago.
What's that?
Well, I thought I'd throw in some National Hockey League.
This is Joe Dickhead's Picks.
What'd they say? Denver? All right. Now, the only one is, you know, they may be right. You may be right about that, Mark. I don't like their pick of New England over the Jets. Only problem is that both of their defenses suck, and New England sucks less at home. So anyway, that's Joe Dickhead's Picks here on the Phil Henry Show. Now, what else were we going to do this hour? Oh, yeah, if Phil lived in. Don't forget, coming up right after the bottom of the hour, if Phil lived in. And this hour, we're going to transport me back in time to the time of Jesus. And the whole thinking behind history is that if we were all transported back in time, we'd be better than those people because we're smarter. In other words, we'd applaud Jackie Robinson coming into Major League Baseball. We would have fought to keep from having Jesus crucified. We would have, we would have done all the right stuff, right? Well, wrong. And if I lived back in the time of Jesus, I would have been Pontius Pilate. So we're going to have to turn that off. So we'll be giving you that. The Phil Henry Show's, you know what I just noticed here, by the way, under rectal foreign bodies, they have a April Winchell collection. April, I don't know what happened to you. I don't know where you went wrong. What do you mean the April Winchell collection? New, the April Winchell collection. She's got a collection of stuff shoved up people's rear ends and their x-rays. And she's collecting them. Maybe get the people to autograph them too? By the way, no thank you. I don't want to go on the website, Chris, that shows graphically how people take an entire globe and cram it up there. No, I really would rather not. Thank you. Chris and Jansen, you got to see, this is awesome. Somebody took an entire globe, like in a navigator's globe, and crammed it up there. And then they're all giving it, and then Mark runs in there, and they're all, oh my God! April Winchell collection. Listen, have you ever seen an axe handle crammed in someone's rear end? Because I'd love to break out the pictures. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show here. And other news that we've got is that Diane Sawyer has landed the interview with Jessica Lynch. Boy, you know something, Diane? I know you're kicking Katie Couric's ass, but nobody cares. Although I guess they do. Jessica Lynch is so old in terms of its major news impact, the major news value. I don't know why anybody would waste any time. I realize she's a great kid, but come on, what did she do? She blew a tire. That's like everybody's fighting over the big news. That's one that I'll miss. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe I don't get it, but I'd rather watch a rerun of Designing Women. I'd rather look at Golden Girls than that. They fight and they scratch and they claw and they scramble over top of each other to get the big exclusive of Jessica Lynch, and they find that there ain't no story there. Diane Sawyer, and what is it with Diane Sawyer anyway? She's back on top. She's beaten Katie Couric. You know, I'll never be able to figure TV out. That's why I'm never going to be in TV. That's why I'd rather never be. And that's why I don't even watch the Emmys, man. They're coming up this weekend. That's why I didn't get a TV show on NBC. Because I could, you know, everything they do over there is a mystery to me. I don't watch their shows. I don't watch their news. I don't watch their Emmys. There's nothing they do that makes me laugh. What the hell do I want to go into that business for? It's bizarre. Now they're going to get Jessica Lynch, and now the Emmys are coming up. Does anybody watch the Emmys? Question. Does anybody? No, the answer is no. Thank you. Yeah, I know the ratings. Yeah, okay, I get it. You know what? I bet you if you busted out the demos on the Emmys. The Oscars are the most fun. You watch the Oscars, and then the rest of it is crap. Except Chris likes to watch the, you know, MTV Video Awards and all that, which is cool. Because I like to see, you know, whether... I'm still trying to figure out whether Pink's a lesbian or not. I'm pretty sure she's straight, though. Janice, she says she's straight. Well, then how come you told me she was a dyke, Pelton? In any event, I'll watch that, you know, because I want to see that Lady Marmalade reprise and all of that stuff. But who needs the Emmys? And now the winner for the 163rd year in a row, Friends. To accept for Friends, ask Coleman, executive producer. And now the number one comic, Jennifer Aniston. I knew it. Puts me away, baby. All right, we'll have more Emmy talk, but... If Phil were Punch's pilot, coming up next on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And now, if Phil lived at the time of Christ. Okay, let's see. Hi, I'm Punches Hendry. Okay, Bobby, send in the next one, Miss Pond, will you?
Yes, sir. Are we having lunch later?
Yeah, we'll have lunch later, right. Okay, hi, have a seat. What's your name?
I'm Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth.
Jesus of Nazareth. They still got the racetrack out there, that dog track they had at the edge of town?
I wouldn't know about such things. I'm here to do my father's work.
All right, okay. Jeez, what a tight ass. Anyway, so they say you're running around and you're saying a bunch of crap against Rome, which is fine with me. I could care less, right? I'd say a lot of crap against Rome, too, because look where I'm stuck in this crap can, right? I had a split-level condominium.
Oh, why don't you can it and just nail me to a cross, will you?
What?
I want to be nailed up on a cross. I want you to go ahead and grab the nails, pound them in, and put me up there.
Well, you are nuts. You've been out in the sun too long? You've been hanging on a cross? I just asked them to come in here, because I don't see you've ever done anything wrong.
Will you cut it and just do it?
Wait a minute. I'm the governor of the whole thing. Cut it and do what? Hang them up on a cross? This guy's kooky. You ready for that? Hey, Brutus, come on over here.
Yes, my liege.
This guy wants to be nailed to a cross. Open up the door. There's a bunch of people out there.
We want Barabbas. We want Barabbas.
Well, I guess they want Barabbas. So, Jesus of Nazareth, let me ask you a question. What are you doing here? Seriously.
I'm doing the work of my father. I'm doing the work of God.
Uh-huh. God your father?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, look, let me explain something to you, Jesus. They're making some wonderful inroads in terms of psychotherapy. The biochemistry is a...
No, don't put me on. I'm actually the son of God.
Oh, you knock it off already. You got 50 guys over there that think they're Nero, all right? They're in a padded cell over there. You want to go over there, huh?
No, I want to be hung from a cross.
You are nuts! Jesus, man, what do you want from me, all right?
I want you to hang me from a cross.
All right, nail him up on a cross. And for 2,000 years, I'm going to feel guilty about this?
Everybody will be hanging them around their necks.
Yeah, this guy is kooky. You know what? We're all full up. Go ahead and hang them up there. Here's three nails. Let me put you up for the night.
Jesus, that's old. It was on the internet.
Well, whatever. You're going to wake up feeling a little cross, though. Look, pal, you seem like a nice guy to me. I don't want to hang you from that cross or anything, but the Romans say, this is Rome, baby. This is not the middle of the... This isn't Jesus Town. Huh? We haven't renamed this joint Jesus Land. This isn't some new amusement park. You got no say. You got no pull. I'm Pontius Henry. I'm Phil Pilate. I'm the main man here. And the only guy bigger than me is Caesar. He's up in Rome. He said to keep it together down here. Now, you're running around in a bedcloth that looks like you spilled every brand of Campbell's soup on it. You got that funky-looking beard, man. When's the last time you took a bath, anyway?
Well, I was at a Holiday Inn last night.
Well, okay, great. All I'm asking you to do is cool it, and don't say anything about Rome, and I won't have to do it. But you're telling me you want to be hung from a cross.
Yes, it'll fulfill the prophecy.
Of who?
Of Elijah.
Who's he?
Some cat that was,
A Jew?
Yes.
Well, you guys are nuts. Go ahead and hang him from the cross. See if I care. The only guy hung up around here, my pal, is you.
What a jackass.
And so it was that Jesus fulfilled prophecy and was hung from the cross. Pontius Pilate was still a jackass.
If Phil lived at the time of Jesus.
I'm Mark Newman as Jesus Christ.
All right, thank you. Pontius Pilate, most misunderstood guy in history, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, that's me, man, if I lived back then. And that's you, too, by the way. That's who you'd be, too. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Boy, big football weekend coming up, huh? I like it when the weekend comes around because I don't have to worry about what scumbags the players are. I can just take a look at the picks. Joe's got who? He's got Cincinnati over Pittsburgh. Because Cincy's at home, and because Cincy actually defensively is pretty much on a par with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's been blown out pretty good, and Cincinnati took Oakland to the wall. Who knows, though? Oakland may really suck this year if we've got any luck at all. God, I hope they just go 0-100, even though they only play 16. Has by the way, the Raiders been paid off yet for the for that horrible, terrible, just the pain and the suffering that the city of Oakland put them through, the horrible defrauding of them that the city of Oakland put them through? Have they been paid off yet? Have they gotten their $34 million yet? All right, another news around the world. Arafat is on the hit list for Israel. With any luck, it'll be happening pretty soon. There's a guy, good riddance to bad rubbish. The latest news, of course, is that Hamas is uptight. They're really scared because a couple of their guys have driven by accident underneath descending Israeli missiles, and their cars got blown up by accident, and those guys got blown into a little tiny pieces by accident. So now they want to negotiate with the Israelis and say, well, what can we do for you, okay? Maybe we overstepped our bounds a little bit. And the Israelis are saying, no can do, baby. No can do. We ain't talking to you no more, and we ain't talking to that freaking guy who hasn't had a bath in a year, Arafat. Why did Israel think that they were hurting that guy by keeping him in that compound with no toilets? It's the way the guy's lived his whole life. So now it moves inexorably toward a civil war. And what'll happen is this. The people in the Palestinian territories who are sick and tired of this guy are going to rise up against the hardliners like Hamas and Hezbollah. There's going to be a civil war on the West Bank and in the occupied territories between the Palestinians that want to move forward and the ones that want to hang around with Arafat and, I don't know, bathe in their own urine or whatever those guys do. So that's next up on the hit parade, baby. And again, I always say this when I bring up Israel. I know a lot of you guys don't think it's important, but the whole reason why we're in this mess today is because of that. We'll always talk international politics around here. Whenever I can squeeze one in, man, I'm going to do it. Whenever I can get in a little international stuff, I'm going to do it, whether you like it or not, because it's important, because I dig talking about it, and because, frankly, I got tired of talking about freaking Kobe Bryant and the latest jackass to stick a firecracker up his butt. You know, I need a little something edifying. I need a little something with a broader view of history than just, you know, the ramifications of another woman in Houston, Texas, sticking her kid's head underwater. and the psycho stuff that goes on around here. You don't mind that I would just kind of maybe read a history book, look into current affairs, look into the bigger picture. Look, if I got to read about weird stuff, it might as well be for a political purpose as opposed to no purpose at all, right? Only in America do we have people drowning their kids for no reason. I'll say one thing for those Jews and Palestinians. At least they're like fighting over land, you know? Here in America, let's just cram that firecracker up your rear end. Who needs a reason? Let's just walk into a church and blow everybody away. Go into a school, blow everybody. We don't need a reason. So tired of reading about these crazy people. I could throw up, so. Oh, there's Dennis Miller, man. Good job for you, Dennis, getting that gig on Fox. You are the resident comic on Fox now. You and Forehead Boy. You and that Forehead Boy Factor. You know, have you ever seen the Forehead Factor? Yeah, he's real objective, man. There ain't no spin there. Dennis Miller has finally found a niche, man. He is the conservative comic, man. He is the guy that's going to sit there and eventually become Mrs. Coulter. Dennis Coulter. He couldn't find that niche. He was sitting there on HBO. He was doing this, doing that. He had that late night show. He didn't represent nothing. He didn't stand for nothing. He was a funny guy, but he wasn't like Chris Rock, the angry black guy. And he wasn't like Ellen DeGeneres, the very witty and whimsical lesbian. And he wasn't like a lot of people. He was just Dennis Miller, ruffled and, you know, looks like he tries to look like he drinks, but you know he doesn't. You know what I'm saying? He tries to look like he smokes and drinks, but he don't. And finally, he found his niche. Finally, he found out what he can do. He's the lover boy of the conservative, Republican, right-wing, fascistic news channel there. And he's hanging around with George Bush, and he's taking Ann Coulter out for cocktails, and he's doing that. He's doing his little commentary, and all of a sudden, he's boring. I'm going to tell you guys something. I better not say, because there's people out there that'll take me seriously. Mark, do this for me, will you please? If I ever get on television, okay, if I ever get on TV and I show up for an Emmy Awards ceremony, I want you to come down there and put my head into a plastic bag and squeeze it until I die in front of everyone, all right? It's a far reach. It probably will never happen. But if perchance somebody invites me to an Emmy Awards, because maybe I get nominated for one, kill me on the spot. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, one more thing, Iraq. Yeah, we got to talk about Iraq because that's the big one. That's the big little one. That's the little big one. Iraq. In case you don't know it, in case you haven't heard the news, in case you haven't gotten the word, we ain't leaving. We ain't leaving. We're not leaving. So scream and cry and jump up and down and hold your breath. We ain't leaving. This one's different from Vietnam. And let me tell you how, because you're going to get a lot of people telling you it's the same thing, and they are so stupid it breaks all records, so I'm not even going to comment on that. Let me tell you how it's different from Vietnam. The Iraqi people want us there. The Vietnamese people weren't sure that they want us there. They were being propagandized by the Viet Cong, an insurgent group that quite frankly had a pretty good argument, because the colonialists had turned that country upside down. The colonialists, meaning the French and later the Americans, and the Viet Cong insurgents were preaching a Maoist kind of communist philosophy that meant that people were equal, at least economically. And this was a new thing for the long-suffering peasants of the Southeast Asian countries. So they had the ear. The Viet Cong had the ear of the people. This is a different thing entirely. These people have lived for 30 years under a socialist government. Frankly, there was a dictatorship. They saw it. They got a good whiff of it. They don't like the smell of it, and they want us there. And if we pull out now, we're the biggest cowards the world has ever seen. And there are a lot of Americans who want us to pull out. Have you people who want us to get out of there, have you ever thought what that means? Have you ever put your little fuzzy brain to it and thought, gee, if we pull out, that must mean anarchy? Have you ever thought about that?
Well, we'll get some other countries. Well, maybe we should have thought about that.
Look, pal, we live in a world that we live in now. You want to live in what was yesterday or what may be. The people that don't want us in Iraq aren't even living in the present day. They're living in the world of pleasant conversation over coffee. That's the world they're living in. So we're not leaving Iraq. We're there until a bitter end. And the bitter end is going to be an Iraqi civilian government with very strong ties to the United States, which means we have pretty good eyes and ears in that part of the world. Like Israel, we'll have Iraq. Yeah, that's right. We'll have influence in that region. That's what makes us big, bad, and strong. That's what makes your, that's what makes your Lexus affordable. That's what makes your house nice and big and comfortable. That's what makes this such a great country. Disneyland, Six Flags, the workout joint, your Dojang, whatever the hell you do. Your life. All right, now time for our mailbag. I don't have any music to accompany it, so let me just snap my fingers or something. Phil, have you heard about the crime the Jets organization has been committing? Like many NFL teams, they charge people for being on their waiting list for season tickets. All the other teams that do this apply the money that has accrued while being on the list to the price of the tickets. The Jets, however, are simply pocketing the money they charge people for being on the waiting list and charge full price for the tickets. This is embezzlement, as it is apparently not enough for these pretentious executives that working-class people must now take out a second mortgage on their homes in order to go see a team that has not won anything since Namath was strutting around in a fur coat plucking his chest hair. Austin. Well, it's called a premium seat license, sir, and so they have every right in the world to do it. They have every right in the world to stick a gun in your ribs and steal from you. And you know what? As NFL fans, we gladly grin and pick the pubic hair out of our teeth and say thank you. Phil, I'm not much of a tequila guy, but as a loyal listener, I decided to try Don Julio Blanco at a recent outing to a Mexican restaurant. Sweet Christ, what a treat. My only prior experience has been with that Cuervo crap. That stuff doubles as paint thinner. No wonder I didn't like tequila before. Thanks for the tip, Rob. Hey, Phil, I'm a broadcasting school graduate. I listen to your show on News Radio 570 WKBN, and I think it is the funniest thing on radio. I also like the Phil Hendry explains the bullcrap with Frodo the Puppet, and that was one of the funniest things I ever heard. There was one bit you did last November when you counted down the funniest bits. It was Chef Carl Chodilia and his turkey recipe. Thank you, Phil. That's Joseph. I lost my business. I'm very sad. Will you do a Rudy bit with tons of la-las? Jim. Phil, how about putting the pilot up on the site for all of us to see? We want Laurie Metcalf's Bobby Dooley. Just a thought from a depraved listener. Sincerely, Rob. Rob Wong. Yeah, you know, the pilot that we did for NBC is just an old, painful memory. We're just now cleaning the blood up from that one, so I'd really rather just take it and chuck it. And A.J. Trout, a great young actor who is on Even Stevens, so if you have a 14-year-old daughter, she'll be gaga over him. He was calling the house like three nights in a row going, hi, Phil, can I get a copy of the pilot? I said, A.J., just quit bothering me, will you? I don't want to, I destroyed it.
Well, I have to have it for my resume.
I don't give a crap. I don't want you to have it. I threw it away and that's it.
Well, come on, I thought I was very good in it.
Well, yeah, you were very good, but I'm throwing it away and I don't want nobody to see it.
Asshole.
Okay, well, that's your problem. And then Laurie Metcalf, Phil, can I have a copy of the... No, I said nobody gets it. Throwing the whole thing away. We're going to start all over again. Doing a TV pilot is like this. You're great, you're great, you're great, you're great, you're great, you're great, you suck. You know, just like in one day, you suck. Now, I understand, because I want to be very open and I want to be very sweet about it, I understand that Happy Family's pretty funny. I ain't seen it because it's only on like once a week, and if I miss the time... Have you seen it? I hear it's pretty good. And I hear Whoopi's pretty good. So there you go. That's what they picked up, and that's what they're going to pick up. And they're going to have, hey, Joey, this meathead comes out to Hollywood, and he gets into homosexual sex to pay for his, his life out here. He has to sell his ass at the corner of Yucca and Hollywood. And hey, yo, Joey, hey, I hear you're gay now. Yeah, yeah, hey. He's just a big dumbass putting out for a lot of frightened businessmen in town from Austin and Dallas. Do you enjoy cooking? And they go to a downtown theater, you know, like Midnight Cowboy. That's Hey Joey. And then they also got another one. What's the thing called? Coupling. That's the one from Britain where everybody's nude and it's just very suggestive and it's hot and steamy. Oh, my God. Is this another British TV show we're going to Americanize? In other words, geld. In other words, take the balls out of it. In other words, it won't be funny. That's one more British TV show we've decided to make unfunny. And then they got what else? That's it, right? They don't even have the NFL anymore on NBC, man. They used to have the National Football League. They suck. I think I'm going to go to work for Fox. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Go to our website. The free weekend is up and running. And you can download the show, baby, for free. Download it. You can get anything, any of the audio for free, including our show. Download it. I encourage you. Burn it to disk. It's all on our website right now, www.philhenryshow.com. That's www.philhenryshow.com. The website is free all this weekend through Sunday. And additionally, our souvenir shop is open, so if you stop by, you see something you like, pick it up, okay? If you like the CD, by all means, buy that, because the money goes to my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood. $20 for the 2002 CD, and the 2003 is on its way. Congratulations to our runner-ups in the Phil Henry Show in 7 words or less, and congratulations to our winner of the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt, celebrating the Honolulu store. Coming up today, we've got Joe Dickhead, Lloyd Bonafide, and others on The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.